Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Dipset. Acting like we new to this. Acting like if they look at me funny, I won't drop a bag. Get money.
What you looking at? Fightin' like you gon' do something, boy, I wish you would. Stop. What you mad for? Stop. Is you mad cause I'm getting more money? Nigga, then do something.
For the
rose. I get no tough, let you go. Noose, what I'm do something.
Do it.
Oh, that's what I don't know.
These digging pump faking body bluffing. Had a pump shaking while the shoddy bustin'. Riding shoddy, got a body with me. In a wide body and I got it with me. So what you looking at? What you lips and niggas? Who push back while I'm pushing past? Fully loaded, tucked, and I'm cooking grass.
Got him.
Boy, what you say?
I could turn beef into sushi. They say they G's cause they groupies. Remember running through the streets with the Uzi. Nowadays, I could get you killed for my jacuzzi.
What you looking at? Fighting like you're going to do something, boy. I wish you would. What you mad for? Was you mad cause I'm getting more money? Nigga, then do something. I ain't all tough, let you go. Noose, what I'm do something. Oh, that's what I thought, no.
All these niggas, these dudes ain't doing this shit. Told you that before, now here we go again. Thinking, acting, I got movies, I could throw them in. And I bet you can never play a role again. Oh my God, I think I'm seeing stars. Oh, I forgot I'm in this race, double R. Always tool chucking. Might just hop out on your block and leave the coupe running.
Do something.
They just talking cause they got lips. Might Bobby Smurdy your girl, she a hot bitch. Up in town, eating good with the chopsticks. Two extended clips, don't get hit with the chopsticks.
What you looking at? Fighting like you're gonna do something, boy, I wish you would. What you mad for? Was you mad cause I'm getting more money? Nigga, then do something. I get no tough, let you go. Noose, what I'm do something. Oh, that's what I thought, no.
Do something. Singing mad cause every other month, man, I pop up in a new sign. New jewels, new crib, new car, new chick. Yeah, me and your booster. What you looking at? Got all this cooking crack now. Tell me who frontin'. I hear the good. Frontin' like you gonna do something, homeboy. I wish you would. I have shit me twerking, slurping and burping, all for a Birkin. Look at that. 38 long, no, they shook at that. Now tell me this.
What you looking at? Fighting like you're gonna do something, boy. I wish you would. What you mad for? Was you mad cause I'm getting more money? Nigga, then do something. I get no tough, let you go. Noose, what I'm do something. Oh, that's what I thought, no. What you looking at? Fighting like you're gonna do something, boy. I wish you would. What you mad for? Was you mad cause I'm getting more money? Nigga, then do something. I can all tough, let you go. Noose, what I'm do something.
What's going on, everybody? 604. All the way out there in Los Angeles, 904 New York City. Coming to you live out of Tampa tonight. Hey, we're discussing this rant Dame Dash was recently on, talking about the boss mentality versus the employee mentality. Good point. You know, we talk about entrepreneurship and ownership on this show all the time. But we're going to talk about the whole rant Dame was on. Is it relevant? Is it practical? or is it just a, you know, a pipe dream that's aligned to just a few? We're going to talk about that. We want to hear from you, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. I'm getting over, I don't know, I was bombarded by a whole lot of bacteria, apparently. It shut me down, shut my throat down, shut my, yo, listen, my voice is on rebound mode. 905 where I am out of Tampa. What's going on? Let's go all the way over there to Tampa. I'm going to say an extension of Tampa. Plant City Hot Chocolate. Welcome to the show. What up?
Hey, hey, everybody. Happy Hump Day and Empire Finale Day Wednesday.
Or, yo, I'm going to have to, like sit down and watch that, like, from beginning to end, apparently.
Yes, you are. You are. And know that I am dedicated to my TM Hyman family radio listeners and people, because we're in the middle of the two-hour season finale right now, and I'm here with you. So,
nobody's paying us attention right now. They're going to go back and check us out on the podcast. That's all right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's go to the DMV where that dude St. James hanging out. Hey, they're going to have to check us on podcast.
Word. I mean, it's whatever it'll be. Ain't nothing to
tell them, we don't care how they listen.
Word, man. It's all good. Just listen. Just log in, baby.
Yep.
That's all we
saying.
That is.
Yeah.
Just listen. Hey, we halfway through the week, folks. How's it going?
Not too bad.
Straight. Yeah, straight
not
like 915.
Yeah.
And you?
Glad you're, at least you can talk now.
Word, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It sound like a fake ass Barry White over there Monday.
Hell week.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Barry not quite over there.
Mad with you. Wow.
Hey, I love that.
Barry Light.
I love it.
Very light.
Very light. I love this thing.
Very light.
Hey, we're talking about the Dame Dash rant, the boss mentality versus the employee mentality. We got a bunch of bosses on this show. Hey, when we come back, we'll get the conversation started. Hey, with some actual excerpts from the rant itself. We are inside the Social Lab, St. James Hot Chocolate TM. Hey, where you at, Boston? We'll be right back. Everybody.
Watching Empire.
Right, or on the living room floor somewhere.
On the living room floor. We'll be right back. 908. Gotta check this
joint
out.
Why you always on my back? Why you gotta do me like that? Why you gotta act like a when I'm with you? I pay for the bed and never even slept in it. I pay for that crib and never stepped foot in. And now somebody else is eating all the pudding. Things changed, now my dashboard wooden. All black Benz like a young Doc Gooden. Dark shades cause I'm stone crazy. Girl, we grown, stop playing on my phone, baby. All your childish attempts to make me angry fall short, which only fuels the rage you have because you have nothing. Understandable, I'm shining brilliant with five Brazilians. There were times I used to hide my feelings. Now I'm butt naked in a Lamborghini and motherfuckers can't see me. Wait till this chick see me on TV. I make this look easy. Who would've thought I'd hit you right back? Why you always all on my back? Others would hate, but I don't give them no breath. Go on a date, I'm at the crib with the chef. And that's me. And you could order whatever. The specialty is white snake and underwear sauce. You could probably catch the summer with a sunny neck. And I understand it's only cause I'm popular. I'm getting topped off in the front row of the opera. As Bocelli sings, the celly rings. I got a ago, you'll never know how good it feels to lay in bed with King. I'm not exactly flawless, but I'm gorgeous, just like a horse is. I know the thought of me succeeding makes a lot of people nauseous. Still, I'm on the back of the boat, take a picture with the sunset.
Why you always on?
Paper cut on your tongue from a razor in a paper cup. I hope every soda you drank already shaken up. I hope your dreams dry like raisins in a baking sun. I hope your shoes all saggy in your early 20s. I hope it's always snow in your driveway. I hope you never get off Fridays and you work at a Fridays that's always busy on Fridays. I hope you win the lottery and lose your ticket. I hope Ben and Socrates poop all up in your kitchen. I hope the zipper on your jacket gets stuck, your headphones short, and your charger don't work, and you still dish on your shirt. I hope your tears don't hurt, and I can smile in your face, cause my loss is how Delilah changed my lock to a face. I hope you happy, I hope you happy, I hope you ruin it for a reason, I hope you happy.
p.m. here in the Social Lab, T.M. Harmon Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate Sage James, and the General joining us for waiting on Madam CeeLo Boston to get up off the living room floor and come join us. It is Hump Day Wednesday, Relationship Wednesday, and tonight's topic is based on the Dame Dash rant that kind of took over the internet here and almost broke it in the last couple of days with people in their comments with an interview that he did on Power 105 on The Breakfast Club relating to being a boss or being an employee. I understand we have some excerpts of that rant that are loaded up
hey,
on the board.
Before we get into that rant, though, are we in the loop on this Martise Johnson situation that popped off yesterday at the University of Virginia?
I did see some information about it today.
Okay, listen, people. Listen, we cannot continue to just sit back and not pay attention to really what's happening. Yesterday, a college student, a young African-American college student, was at an Irish pub celebrating St. Patrick's Day, like thousands and thousands of other Americans, I'll even say hundreds of thousands of Americans yesterday. Listen, ABC authorities in Virginia found the need to stomp and apprehend and subdue the gentleman until he acquired bruises to the head and 10 stitches only because he had a fake ID.
A fake ID,
For no other purpose.
That's crazy. Than
having a fake ID. Listen, I just retweeted some things. It's burning up Twitter right now. Marquise Johnson was his name, Justice for Marquise. I'll even say hashtag Justice for Marquise. Martise.
With a T, yeah.
Man, listen, we're going to get into the convo, but every day there seems to be some type of brutality towards young African-American dudes specifically. Now, listen, I understand that the new conversation is, why are we making a big deal of isolated incidences when we kill each other in our own communities every day? You've made a great point. It's something for us to think about. Nevertheless, we're making a big deal because Black Lives Matter. That's why we're making a big deal. I'm also
Absolutely.
We're on to the next, but we have to pay attention to what's happening in our communities. Our brutality is real. Profiling is real. Racism.
Yep. Alive and kicking.
On another situation, that young man is really lucky to be alive the way that if I saw the pictures correctly, he's lucky that he didn't.
They left
his wife,
bloody
right?
in the street. They left yeah. him bloody in
that
the
was,
street with
that was a kid with
blood
with
on
the flat top,
the
right?
Concrete.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I saw the picture just like right before the show started. I didn't get a chance to read the story, but I saw them. You know, like the before and after, like him doing the posed picture. With like a Kappa cane or something like that, and the second one.
You can follow
bloody.
Me on,
it's crazy.
On Hyman for Florida. Follow me on Twitter at Hyman for Florida, and you can check out, you know, what I posted right there. Just some, I mean, some of the last things I posted. Again, follow me on Twitter at Hyman for Florida. It's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. I mean, the world is pretty crazy right now. Listen, restaurant workers were protesting in the streets of Tampa today. Fast food workers protesting for higher wages. I'm like, okay, let's stand for something.
Or fall for anything.
Damn right.
Let's stand for something. It's Hump Day Wednesday, everybody. Thanks for rocking with us. Hey, jump on it. 917-889-3926. Hot Talk, we said the internet really kind of was burnt up this week with the rant.
I'm surprised it's still working.
From Dame Dash. Save got some excerpts. So what we got up first, Save?
It's not the whole joint. It's just like the piece that he like kind of went to depth about his mindset about the boss versus the employee, and it's you know, basically just where it went when that piece started up, because that was the most, I guess, pivotal point of the whole conversation. So we just started where it kicked off about
talking about you name one of them that put their own dough up. You a boss? You're only the boss if you put up your own.
Well, but before we start, I have to tell you that he was on Power 105 in New York, and he was going back and forth with the two hosts, DJ Envy and Charlamagne Tha God. So if people
yeah.
wonder who the voices are, the one he's really going back and forth with is DJ Envy.
Yeah.
And Charlamagne chimes and everything, because Envy was getting in his feelings. Big time, son. So just check the tape.
Talking about, you name one of them that put their own dough up. A boss, you're only the boss if you put up your own money. If you don't put up your own money, I don't care how much somebody gives you, you're nothing but a supervisor. It's not yours. So how much money can you get paid to not? There's no money in this world for someone to pay me so they could call me, so I could call them a boss. That's like calling somebody daddy. How can a man call another man, yo, that's my boss? We don't do that.
I mean, everybody at some point
no,
has
we
to have
don't.
A boss, right?
No, not in Harlem. Oh, okay. Put it like this.
Because you're somebody's boss.
No, I'm not somebody's boss. I'm... When I was in the street, someone wasn't your boss. They gave you an opportunity.
Okay.
They gave you some work. You go make it, and then you bring it back. You can go buy your own work and do whatever you want. It's called consignment.
So why this can't be all work? This corporate America, we could be using
you don't
this.
Own it.
I'm telling you why.
Question. Let me ask you a question. Can you give it to your son?
Can I give what to my son?
Whatever you're working for.
Company, I absolutely positively can.
How?
Probably because I own shares of this company.
You bought them?
Yes.
What I'm saying is, can your son eat? Is this yours to give the whole company
this
to you?
This company is not
asking,
my son. No,
exactly.
It's not mine. But
wait, stop. Listen. That's not my question. If your son needs a job here, can you give it to him? No.
No.
If your son needs to get some money out the bank from here, some cash flow, can you get it?
No.
All right. You don't own this.
But I can take the, I can take the money
you.
From here to invest in myself.
No, it's not yours. I'm not going to fight for something I don't own. Men don't do that. I don't fight for other niggas. I fight for me. I'm not a doula. I'm not going to build somebody else's company and then take shares so my son can go all that.
But I'm not
no, listen, what I'm saying.
But what about taking
I'm
the money?
You come to work
you
every
took
day.
The money from Def Jam.
I didn't take it. Stop. Don't say you're speaking my business and you don't know what you're talking about.
Wow. Where did we begin?
Right.
From a convo with Dame Dash on Power 105?
Yeah, 105.
Yeah.
105 in New York City. Listen, first of all, I think it's only fair to say that if you know anything about Dame Dash, you know that Dame Dash comes with a certain level of confidence and assurance. Some would interpret as arrogance. even being an a-hole. But,
yeah.
I mean, I get where Dame is coming from. I mean, now, I don't quite understand his theory that everybody in Harlem is a boss. I know people in Harlem. And although I know entrepreneurship is real in Harlem, everybody's not a boss.
I need for Dame to realize that at one point he was working for someone. That consignment BS, we're not just talking about the street. Let's take it to Rockefeller. Jay was your
boss. He's about to break that down, though.
I heard it because I heard the interview, and
yeah.
I think it's a crock. I think what he's saying is a crock. How are you going to demean people that go to work for their families and their livelihoods every day? Like, everyone, honestly, is not built to be a boss. That's
the
reality of it. Everyone does not have it in their blood. They don't have the ambition, the drive, the grit, you know, the do anything to get ahead mentality that bosses have. Some people are meant to be employees, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
that means you're demeaning everyone that's gotten you to the point where you are right now. For example, your parents, your grandparents who worked hard, whatever, they may have had to work hard in a different facet for someone, yes, but they still worked hard to provide for you and to take care of you. That's an insult to me. That arrogance and cockiness is a crock.
I get where the arrogance comes from, though, because again, Dame has reached heights, but I think what you're saying, I get it, is that he's reached heights on the backs of others.
Of others, exactly.
And that's kind of crazy, but I don't think we've heard the whole conversation, so let's continue, and we'll come back on the other side of this.
Oh, so we want music or we want the Dame interview still?
Hey, wherever you want to go, brother.
All right, let's get some music then real quick, and we'll come back with the Dame part after this, because I got something to say on that piece also.
Hey, 9:22, we're right back.
Music, though.
When short men overcompensate for being short. Uh-huh.
Y'all know what time it is. Huh, young prince with the soul of Napoleon. I see art like I know the custodian. At the Gagosian, and my hoe is Cambodian. While I'm smoking, I send her to the stove for some osium. Huh. If I ain't hot, you must be smoking that opium. Or that shit, Hector Gaye smoking them. Huh. And that Impala, but ain't nobody dope as him. So hip hop, it's time to hold a symposium. Or a seminar with no podium. For all the lame niggas throwing sodium. On my name, no utopian. My fans are like the 96 Lakers. Coach Doe Kobe. And remember selling Knicks at night, no Nickelodeon. Now I'm pulling chicks at night, feeling like Scorpion. Dr. Kavokian, all in your hope, Fallopian. Got her in the car, giving top is Anchovian. Speaking of cars, they rush hours like 4 p.m. How you a gangster, but on Instagram, emojiing. In America, niggas dying over pussy. In the Middle East, they dying over petroleum. A pound in the food saver looks like a head of lettuce. Niggas steal my metaphors like I never said it. Try to battle me, you gon' need a paramedic. That means two, a paramedic. And the helicopter full of helidopters for sounding like Andy Mellon knockers on the teleprompter. Let's get it poppin' over Red and Baca. Don't make my partner kill your dog with that Cruella chopper. Hotter than that red sriracha, can't care less about you. The last thing I'm trying to be is fresh when the feds is watching. No disrespect to my nigga James, but when the feds really watching, that shit'll wreck your brain. That's why I left the game, but if I had to do some time, I still make money from the pen like Esther Dean. I could go to jail for some shit I did at 17. God knows where I would be if I never dreamed. The dopest nigga in our decade. I don't rest haze cause these hoes give me a headache. I'm out in LA, I never went to school for writing, but I'm still good with them essays. Every bitch I had in the fucking squad, no love in my heart. Back then I wasn't that smart, but I went and took some classes overseas. Now all I do is study abroad. Get it, study abroad. What I learned is that these hoes will take your buddies apart. Now it's Greek mythology, cause I run with the gods. Street astrology, cause I'm one with the stars. You gon' need your liquor license just to fuck with my balls. Puffin' cigars, lead the show to a lovely menage. Thumbin' through the check like I'm shuffling cards. Bullet wounds left my friends with the ugliest scars. Revenge to get you even, but what are your odds? Again,
in the wave with it or get you stuck with a charge. Huh. Blowing so ethical, plus I'm coded for weather. It's my time, according to this, go on to perpetual. Huh. Ghetto activist, I'm not a devil's advocate. As humble as a dove, but I run with some savages. Catch my goons laying on the nigga. Mattresses, you ain't from the streets. If you thought there was some faggot shit, my ratchet is always in the car, so please don't clap at it. Cause these haters wanna see you holy like a Catholic. You don't know the half of it. Gladiator Maximus, we ain't in the same class. You algebra, I'm calculus. All my niggas are charm of the man that stayed in Nazareth. My mind is so deep, I swear that you couldn't fathom this. Huh. And rap is like college, I'm working on my doctorate, cause I already mastered it. Huh. Yesterday I talked to Jesus, I said I'm paranoid, that's why I always got a heater. Huh. So if a nigga try to sneak you, all you hear is bang boom, pow, out of Peter, then I'm gone.
p.m. Bang, boom, pow, onomatopoeia. We don't get bars like that nowadays anymore, man. Check for this dude, man. Sci-Hi the Prince right there. That was Napoleon. We here Wednesday, y'all. Hump Day Wednesday. We kind of went left field from the relationships tonight. We talking about the Dame Dash conversation that he had with Power 105 over the weekend, or last Friday, I would say, and his views on the boss versus the employee mindset. And before we went to the break, there was some strong opinions aimed at the commentary coming from Dame Dash, and you know, justifiably so. I would speak on, I'll say on my behalf, I look at it as coming from, and I respect where he's coming from. I understand the cockiness and the arrogance. I grew up in it, you know, being from there. Not to say anybody else growing up outside of New York City doesn't have cockiness and arrogance with it, but I've always heard wherever I went as I was growing and as I was, you know, becoming a man or whatever in the streets, not the streets, just in general, people always saying, you know, there's something about New York because y'all just walk around like y'all got it, blase, blah, you know, like y'all got some kind of cockiness, some kind of a-hole tendencies with us. And I mean, that's just common. That's just how we are. That's how we're raised. That's what we were bred to believe in, that we're the best, that no matter what we do, and that we sit on top of the food chain no matter where we are, because everything that's popping seemed to come from us. And that was a mentality. Not to say that was true all the time, but that was a mentality. So I can understand where he's coming from. And to have such an enterprise as Rockefeller using your own resources, that's going to give you more of a sense of ownership to be cocky and quote-unquote conceited and an a-hole or whatever. But as far as how I would say this, I think some way the message, as somebody had commented on this before, says that the message was lost in the delivery, I think. Because understand that it's opinion about what he's saying. It's purely opinion on what he's saying. There's no factual. You can't go look up an encyclopedia. But there are some common denominators that are true facts. You know, you if you don't own it, you are making somebody else rich at the end of the day, which is true. You know, it's truth hurts sometimes, and you know that's what kind of made me be in the, you know, put myself in the position that I'm in right now too, as far as, you know, breaking away from the 9-to-5 and starting my own thing so I can pass it down to my kids and have everything set up for them so that, you know, they don't have to worry about what they're going to do for themselves in the future. So I agree with a lot of what he's saying, not maybe the fact of it being in a condescending manner towards, you know, the worker bees or the, you know, the ones that go to work for a living and that enjoy what they do, so on and so forth. You know, I'm not pointing the finger to that either, but again, I do understand where he's coming from, though, and I do agree with a lot of what he's saying. You know, like you said, though, Gina, some people just aren't built for that life, that mentality, for that position of being in charge and running things, which is totally understandable. You know, and that's a very fair point. I mean, maybe he didn't consider that, which it doesn't sound like he considered that in the grand scheme of his opinion, but at the end of the day, it's to be respected. And it's to be, you know, whether you like it or not. I mean, you know, like I said, it's opinion. his opinion.
He's entitled to his opinion, and I respect that he can have his opinion, but being delusional in your opinion is one thing. Do we really know?
Do we all really know? Because there's only two sides of the story.
I'm just talking about the opinion that he's expressing. Like, everybody should be a boss. Then, if everyone is a boss, then how do you get things done? Because everybody's trying to be in charge, and no one's actually doing any real work. So
I get that. I get what you're saying. I thought you was talking about how he, you know, had his rise to fame or whatever like that. I thought you was alluding to that point.
And I still don't agree with that part. He hasn't always been a damn boss.
I mean, all I'm saying is, how do we really know? Dame is very, you know, mum about certain topics that he doesn't want to talk about. He doesn't want to talk about. He's not going to get to.
Can we at least go to the next piece?
Let's go to the next piece. He's going to explain the Rockefeller thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right, let's go.
I ain't take no money from Def Jam. What you talking about?
What I mean take? I mean they cut you a
check.
No,
they didn't cut me a check. We had a formula based on performance, and they calculated, and we got paid. That's not us.
That's what we
do. Listen, before we had Rockefeller, we put up our own money for Rockefeller, right?
Okay.
Then we sold half of it. We became partners. So that means no one gave us anything. We were 50-50 partners. We built something and sold it. That doesn't mean you work for somebody. See, they let you believe that. So then what happened was, based on a formula, you know what a formula is? It was profit times a certain number. So if you make this much profit times 7, that's how much your number is.
Okay.
Based on that formula, they bought the rest. That's it. That's not nobody giving me money. I never worked for them. I put up way more money than Def Jam put up. Me, Biggs, and Jay put way more money up. Into Rockefeller than Def Jam. All they did was collect our money. What you mean? Why you think Def Jam, first of all, when we were with Def Jam, they were bought by Universal. How you going to call Def, how you going to think of someone that's bought by someone to be someone's boss? That's my point. You have to understand what you're doing in business, because you got to do what's best for your kids. What's best for your kids is to put your money into something, distress, go through all of it. So when your child becomes a man, he doesn't have to work for nobody.
Right, well, that's the
whole
thing.
You can just pass it to him.
Now, you talk about...
So if you're going to work 20 years in a business or 15 years in a business every day over and over again, and your son can't work here whenever he feel like it, you clowning him.
I don't want him to work
here.
That's
me,
the
not saying... You, if you owned
it,
wait a second.
I'm here because
time
I
out.
I don't need a check.
That's
here.
Stupid. You
just
should
like
be...
Murder
time out.
Because he's doing it, not because he wants a check.
You're wrong.
I'm here because
I like the check. Wait, time out. You're lying. Before you lose your control, just stay focused.
Like you say, do your
So here, listen to me.
I work here because I enjoy.
Why don't you listen?
I work here for free.
Who could work...
And so what I understand happened was he offended some people in the room. People in the room. but ultimately, listen, world, what Dame is actually saying is biblical. It says that a parent, fathers, you know, should leave an inheritance to their sons. That's all Dame is saying.
Why can't you do that as someone who is an employee of another boss?
Who's to say that you can't do that if you're not the boss?
And that's the point that I feel like he's trying to make, and I don't think it's a valid one.
And that's why he offended people in the room. And you, if you were in the room, you would be one
and
of those.
You'd be offended too.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, because of the point that you're making. I totally agree.
I think if any of his relatives, being parents, grandparents, aunts, or uncles who worked hard to get where they are, who didn't get their money from the street in a fast and quick way, in a legal way, would feel the same way.
I don't.
We have crickets?
Where the brother's coming from. I do.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, mixed feelings, because I come from a working family. You know what I'm saying? So I see my mom's bust her ass every day going
Me
to
too.
Work just to make sure that, you know, I got what I needed out of life and everything like that. You know, it's not her. It wasn't her mentality to go out and create her own thing. It became mine because of what I saw her have to go through. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. I can't work for somebody for the rest of my life. And that's always been my creed. That's always been, like, my mantra that I live by
right.
after a certain point in my
agree.
Life. You know what I'm saying? And I did everything, and I'm doing everything currently that I can to eliminate that. I haven't worked a 9-to-5 since around Memorial Day last year. All right? And it's all about what you're going to do with that to be successful, I guess, in your own terms, or whatever you define success as. You understand what I'm saying? And if you define success as moving up the corporate ladder and being a top position and top of the food chain of this corporation that you work for, then, hey, that's what helps you sleep at night. That's all good. I'm not trying to cast judgment on that the way he might be seeming to, but at the same time, I feel a lot of the same sentiments, 110%, that he does. You know, I don't look down on people that work every day. I just wonder how they do it. That's just me. I don't know how people could go to work every day and be happy with it. You know,
I mean, but you have gone to work every day at some point in your life.
No,
if you can work from a point as an employee and make it to a boss, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's typically how it's done.
But like he's saying, though, which is true, if you're just still a boss of somebody else's company, you're still really not, because somebody still can say, look, get your stuff and get out of here tomorrow. You dig what I'm saying? So
as a boss of your own company, someone can take it away from you.
Only if you do something to get yourself in trouble with the government or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? But if all the rules are followed across the board as the corporation that you will work for, there's no way somebody could kick you out of your own thing or whatever. You understand what I'm saying? So I get where he's coming from. You know what I mean? I share the same sentiment, the same mindset as if we have a caller right now. We're going to go to the call now. We're going to go to some music and come back on the other side.
Let's go to the caller. If you guys comment on the way at 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. So we want to hear from y'all. This is interesting, an interesting perspective. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Hello, call on the air, area code 229. Last 43203.
Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
You know,
all right,
we're going to
pause for the
call. And
come right back after this. It's 9:37, TMI Radio, Social Lab.
Be right back, y'all. Now this whole board is acting screwy. It would have been nice out here, weather-wise, out here in the DMV. I've been able to go outside.
I've been able to go out without a hat on.
Oh, that's
some rays on your dome.
I got you, brother.
I had to clean it off and get out there and show the Gazelle.
You are tuned into TM Hyman Radio.
I didn't even play
Don't
this.
You dare move. Real talk, real people, real times. TM Hyman Radio.
That wouldn't be me if I ain't get a little nasty.
I ain't even play this.
They say all I talk about is sex.
How about we just pull over and do it where we at? How about you just lift that skirt up? Ooh, we can be bad. That place that ain't been touched, I'm feeling on it. All that juice is through. Wanna bump when you right back. Watch me, I'ma heat it up, beat it up. Ooh, know you're tired of the usual. I can give you more than the usual. Got your regular, tell you what, let me touch. You gon' feel something unusual. I'm not coming with the usual. Got your regular, tell you what. You gon' feel something unusual. I wanna do freaky things you never do. What if we did it while your friends was in the room? Is that too much for ya? Don't you feel bad? That'll see you better. We can make a sex room wherever we go. Take it to the restroom, they ain't gotta know, no. Watch me heat it up, beat it up.
Nine 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. They were talking about the Dame Dash rant
that took place this week on the internet. The boss versus employee mentality. And we go into the phones. Area code 229. Area code 229-3203. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We can't hear you. Apologize for the difficulties earlier. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Welcome to the show.
What's good? What's good? I'm Reese, calling from Georgia.
No doubt. What's going
on,
Reese?
How you doing,
Reese?
What's
happening? Hey, wait a minute, man. What are you thinking about this this chain rant?
I mean, I get what Dame is trying to say, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, like it did come off condescending. But for me, I always wonder why us as black people, like, why when Dame Dash says something like this, their ears perk up. You know what I mean? It's like, why do we listen to entertainers and people that's in the entertainment industry about entrepreneurship? Because to me, in order to build up the black community, the cornerstone businesses and organizations that need to be there, you know what I'm saying, like what Dame Dash is suggesting wouldn't work. Like it wouldn't work to build a bank or to build a manufacturing firm or to build an investment firm.
Absolutely.
The stuff that Dame Dash was talking about. I mean, could you start up a little restaurant, you know, sell some T-shirts or, you know, sell fish plates or something like that? Yeah, sure. You know what I'm saying? But
I don't believe that, brother.
But that's just on a personal level. But I'm talking about businesses that's going to build the black community, build the black economy. And the cornerstone of an economy is your banking, your manufacturing, your agriculture, stuff like that. Entertainment is the least of our worries.
Well, let me clarify two things, and I'll open it up for feedback. Two things that you said. One, you asked, why do we listen to Dame Dash? He's just an entertainer. I would beg to differ. I think Dame Dash is more than an entertainer. I think he's an entrepreneur. I think he's an owner. I think he's a philanthropist. You know, I think he's a brilliant businessman, actually. He just happened to deal in the area of entertainment, but he diversified in a way that makes us have to respect Dame Dash. And so
yeah, but
that's point one. And then point two, I just want to say we don't just listen and talk about entertainers on this show. We talk about like all kind of businesses. But I get the point that you're making in reference to his concept. His concept is not practical. I think he's very condescending. And anyone who is as offensive as Dame Dash is, you know, you have to move about and not really have to depend on people anyway, because nobody really would want to work for you if you kind of just went around offending people, you know. So I think we have to put it in perspective when we're talking about someone like Dame Dash.
Yeah, well, I wasn't talking about you guys, you know what I'm saying? I was just talking about why is this rant such a big deal in the first place, you know what I mean? And then
I think it's interesting to people. I think the perspective is interesting.
Yeah, but I mean, like plenty of conscious black people have been screaming the same thing for years. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, that's true. But like you said, being that it came from the entertainment aspect of it all, you know, that's what drives society right now.
Yeah, and
you know, that's what the youth and just, you know, I guess as a whole, as a body of people, African Americans are driven by entertainment.
Yeah, yeah, and and you said that Dame Dash is diversified, and like, yeah, it's a little more easy to diversify when you already have a couple million dollars from entertainment.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No, I don't get it. I get that.
Absolutely. And if he didn't have, but listen, if he didn't have a couple million, we wouldn't be talking about Dame Dash.
Yeah.
I'm not impressed. Not with you, Reese. Not at all. That wasn't what I meant. I'm talking about the game. I, maybe you know, I'm biased because I've never really been a fan of of his arrogance. Like it that's something that
so
confidence
you
is one thing. Arrogance is say again.
You can't speak objectively to the situation. It's just because your bias will compromise your judgment. You think?
I'm not saying bias
in a negative way. I'm talking about like what you said because of his arrogance and because of his, how he comes off as a brash human being sometimes.
No, I think I'm still able to give an objective opinion about his opinion. I just don't think his opinion is a logical one, and I think that his arrogance fuels the ignorance that I feel is being exuded from his comments and his opinion.
I totally agree.
Because if everybody was a boss, then every business would just be a one-man show.
Say it again.
Right. And for me, as a boss, you have to have a certain level of humility. You have to have a certain level of coof about yourself. No one's going to want to work hard for you. You have to be able to show a certain level of support, a certain level of compassion, but at the same time, you have to be the authority. And so it takes balance across the board. And so, I mean, I'm like, okay, Dame, you're not even really talking realistic, but that's just who you are, and we love you anyway, brother.
He's living in a fantasy world, one of those worlds that he feels is he to me it's like he's trying to be a part of the 1% really, really hard. I think it's his real world.
That's what I'm saying, and that's why I don't agree with that statement, because that's what he knows, that's what he lives. So it's not fantasy to him. He's speaking what life is for him every day, and what has been for him for the past 20 years.
I mean, to me, it's like what businesses have he really built? You know what I'm saying? Besides, you know what I'm saying? Because most of his stuff that I know about has pretty much failed out.
They may not be as popular as they used to be.
I wouldn't say it failed, brother.
With Rockefeller Records, I mean, that's residual income that's going to flow for a very long time.
But that's not just his business. That's a business of him and two other business partners. So there, he's not a boss. He's a co-owner. A boss is a sole owner to me.
You have production companies that I do know that, you know, he... and again, I'm not vouching in no way. I don't think the perspective is real. I believe in this life there are certain people who were born to lead. I believe there were certain people who were trained to lead. And then there's just some people that's just going to follow at the end of the day. You got to fall in one of those three categories. You know,
can we get to that third clip? You're going
to train to lead or you're going to follow. What's that say?
But some businesses, and especially in the entertainment industry, like Dame and Jay and whatever put together Rockefeller. If he passes on Rockefeller or passes on whatever company, and the nature of the company is to be creative, his son may not be that creative, and the business will crash without Dame Dash being there. Because his son isn't him.
Well, he did his part. I mean, all he could do is train him.
Yeah.
It's up to him to take over the business from there. I mean, we've seen that. We've seen that story in plenty of situations where, like, I mean, if you want to keep it in perspective with, like, entertainment, sports and entertainment, whatever like that, look at the Lakers right now. Once Dr. Buss died, who are the Lakers right now? You see what I'm saying?
The Lakers will come back, though.
But there has to be strong leadership in order for that to come back. I digress just to make that point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When Dr. Buss was there, their name was synonymous with winning. They was always in the mix of doing something great, getting good players, and people want to come play for them. But once Dr. Buss died and his son took over, hey, there's nothing he could do anymore if he's in the ground. You know what I mean? The name is already staunch in itself. The Buss last name is known for, you know, is known for greatness in L.A. Whatever his son does with it after that, once he passes the reins, who knows? So, I mean, that's not, you know, Anything that could happen with any situation, but as long as he did his part while he was alive, then you know you got to give him credit where credit's due.
Yeah.
Let's get to that third clip real quick, man, so we can hear some just before the show's over. We got a few more minutes. Can we do that, T?
Let's do it. All
right. You got it, son. I told you, I ain't got it right now.
Yeah, that's the problem. You forgot you.
Yeah, pass the torch, homie.
Yeah, so what is it under?
Dame Dash Interview Part 3.
As we have a production meeting live.
Live on the air. Yeah, man. If y'all listening real quick, the board's messed up on my half. I don't know if it's internet or this what's happening, but had to pass the torch to my cohort over there, and he has to finish up the job for the brother.
This dude is the wildest.
Hey, man. It's real talk. Got to give people what they want to hear, man.
He's the wildest.
Yeah. Hey, Reese, do you work for somebody, or you have your own business?
I'm a data scientist for AT&T.
Okay. And you enjoy what you do, right?
Yeah. I enjoy what I do. I have plans of eventually, like, starting my own, analytics consulting firm, but, you know what I'm saying? But I kind of have to, I'm in a field where you have to work for someone else in order to learn the business.
Right. But once you get the knowledge, you're going to be able to break off and do your own thing, though, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I say about, about cornerstone businesses. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because me, personally, I'm all about building a black economy. Mm-hmm. And it starts with those cornerstone businesses that I was talking about, banking, agriculture, manufacturing, stuff like that. And a lot of us, as black people, you know what I'm saying, I'm not trying to put us down, but we just simply don't have the skills to go and start businesses like that.
No, I mean, that's a fair statement.
And on top of that, all the regulations and stuff that's put into place, like say I had $50 million right now and I wanted to start a bank. I couldn't do it because in order to start a bank, you have to have a board in place that has X amount of years of experience and blah, 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 and yada, yada, yada.
I mean, but that's the formality. That's a part of the business practices. Hey, brother, you're not going to get your other clips. Look like the whole thing went out. I think that's a whole part of the business formalities.
Block talk.
I mean, you got to be able to keep up, and have that stuff in place for a few years.
Yeah. And it's sad because in today's time, just simply having the money isn't enough. Like, you also need people with the skills. You know what I'm saying? So I can't just go out and start a investment firm. I need people that have Series 7s and Series 63s and all these other kind of licenses to be there.
But I think good business is about building relationships.
Yeah.
It's all about that.
People do business with people they know at the end of the day. And so you got to get the buy-in from the right people so you can build that super friends team that you need.
Exactly.
Now, that's what it definitely is all about, is networking, I always was told this when I was, like, coming out of college. It's, I'm pretty sure it's pretty cliche. It's who you know that gets you there, but it's what you know that keeps you there. You know what I mean?
True.
So. I know that goes hand in glove when it comes to any form of business, whether it's like trying to get put on somewhere or trying to start your own thing up. And that's one thing that I've been finding out in the event of me, of myself and my wife getting our business running and shooting out of all cylinders. There's going to be a trial and error process you're going to have to go through. But like, in the next one of the next clips that he was going to explain further his mentality and why and what he feels about it, the recipe for it, he was going to say that, you invest in yourself and you stress and you do all that struggling now. I know that he said that already, just to get so you could be able to pass it on to your son or your kids or whatever like that.
You do all of that now. You know what I mean? So while we have, while the kids are little, that's what we're doing. We're getting the strategy together, and we're getting our plans, and we're getting our business up and running, which has already been incorporated. We know we're a legit franchise right now that's able to spread across the country right now, across the world, regardless. So,
listen, I mean, I'm going to tell you, man, that is biblical, and that's what every father should – that's how every father should be thinking as it relates to his son.
Yeah. Isaac's going to have options. He's not going to have to, you know, bust his ass. I mean, we want him to, you know, have an appreciation for things. Don't get it twisted. Have a good work ethic, and maybe, you know, like I said, have the option to do other things. But if those other things don't pan out to his liking, there's always going to be a chance for him to come and work with the family business that we're starting up now. Same thing for my daughter. You understand what I'm
but
saying?
But there's nothing wrong with the fact that if they don't want to be a boss.
No, I did not say that.
Options was the key word, though, options.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's all about the options. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't have many options coming out of college. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have any options coming out of high school but to go to college. You know what I'm saying? To do something else. Because I wasn't staying home.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what it boils down to, being able to create an even playing field for him versus the rest of the world. You know what I mean? And if he has the same mentality, if he wants to emulate what I may have laid the foundation for him that he's seen throughout his life to do his own thing, God bless him. I hope he does. Because that means that's going to make a stronger family, you know, ties that we have both financially and, you know, just fit, you know, physically and whatever else. You know, it's going to build wealth.
Right. Yeah, but
so by all means.
And just to say, like, just because you own your own business, it's like you still have a boss. You know, like your customers are your
Absolutely.
Boss now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like there's still someone that's kind of telling you what to do if you're trying to give them this and they're like, nah, I don't want that. I want it this way. They're your boss.
Very interesting perspective.
If that's how you want to look at it, I can respect that. I beg to
differ.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you want to look at it, you know. So
it's really, though, it's really nothing short of the perspective of dictator versus democracy. You know,
sure.
Whether you're living under a dictatorship, I mean, there's people that run things, they run companies. Anything that they have their fist associated with, they run it like a dictatorship. And then there's people that when they're connected, they make you feel valued, you're a part of it. It's a democracy. They listen to the people. I mean, it comes down to leadership style at the end of the day.
Yeah,
all
true. Absolutely.
I mean, the CEO of Coca-Cola still has the answer to the government, still has the answer to customers. The president of the United States still has the answer to the American people, still has the answer to Congress.
No, he doesn't have to. He just chooses to.
His diplomacy allows him to
Absolutely.
Respond to those. You know.
Absolutely. He doesn't have to. He could be like Hitler. He could do a sneak attack.
Word.
Yeah. But if you effing up too bad, they can get rid of you. Impeachment, you know, don't vote you in the next time around. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, folks, we are literally about to be out of here in about 45 seconds. Hey, thanks for rocking with us tonight, brother. It's inside this conversation. Thanks for listening. It's 9:59.
Yeah, man, thanks for tuning in, bro.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem.
We're back on Friday, 9 p.m., a Friday in a long time. We haven't been on Friday in a minute. So, let's do it. Thanks for rocking with us. Man, all over the world. Yo,
Hey, yo, Blog Talk Radio, if you got your upper management listening, your board sucks sometimes, man. Y'all really make us look bad.
And we are that crew, that team, that network that's still going to stand, even if we look bad on Blog Talk.
You got
PM Hot
right.
Radio,
feeling
your
like,
girl.
You feeling like we look bad.
That's right. Hot Chocolate, Save James the General, TM Hot.